All right. And Mitch, if you could raise your hand, I think he's a 626 phone number.
I got him.
All right. So at this time, we're going to bring on Mitch Pomerantz, who is the chair of our Newell Perry Trust, and he'll give us a report on where the Newell Perry Trust stands. I'm sure he'll comment on this, but I'm happy to say that we went another year without having to pull from that fund, huh, Mitch?
Absolutely, and having just heard the treasurer's report compared to where CCB was just a few short years ago, we've made a wonderful turnaround, and I'm really pleased to hear that. So, good morning to you, President Griffith, to the ACB Board of Directors, and to the members listening, both from California and those who are listening nationally. Hopefully, excuse me, hopefully our neighbors who we have new neighbors moving in, and they have decided periodically to pound on the wall to hang pictures or whatever they're doing. Hopefully that won't be too much of a distraction.
Not hearing anything
This
now,
will
so sorry.
not now, not now. This will serve as the report of the Newell Perry Endowment Trust to the Conference and Convention of the California Council of the Blind, as required by our bylaws. The trustees remain Margaret Butman Garcia, Richard Rueda, and me, Mitch Pomerantz, as chairperson. The three of us take our responsibilities as stewards of the Newell Perry Endowment Trust very seriously, and I want to publicly thank Margaret and Richard for their efforts over the past several years. We last reported to the membership at the April 2021 conference and convention and to the board of directors this past October. In April 2021, the trust stood at $149,618.66. That reporting period ended on March 31st of last year. Through March 31st of this year, the trust stands at $160,006.04, 160,006.04. And that's an increase of $10,387.38, or 6.9%. By comparison, when we last reported to the board in October, trust assets through September 30th were $157,814.08, 157,814.08. Since that report, trust assets have increased by $2,191.06, or 1.4%. It should be noted, however, that at the close of 2021, our portfolio was $168,168,16415. So you can see that the markets experienced something of a downturn during the first quarter of this year. It does appear that things are on the upswing relative to the Newell Perry portfolio, although parenthetically, perhaps not so much over the past couple of weeks. As I have done with previous reports, I want to thank Donna Andrews and her team at Morgan Stanley. They've done an outstanding job not only of investing our investments, but of keeping Margaret, Richard, and myself in the loop, so to speak. So this concludes the Newell Perry report to the board of directors and members for the 2022 conference and convention of the California Council of the Blind. Thank you.
Thank you, Mitch. And I don't expect you to have this there, but I seem to recall that at one time, just a couple of years ago, the Newell Perry trust was down around about 102,000 or something. So
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct, President Griffith. That was at a time when the organization needed our
needed
assistance, and we
funds.
provided that on a couple of occasions.
So good to see that it's over the last couple of years has gone up quite a fair bit. Before we let you go, are there any questions for Mitch?
We have one hand, last three numbers, 405.
I'm not sure I recognize that number. Let's
I'm
see
not
who
sure who
it
that
is.
is, but okay, that you are unmuted.
Hi, thanks, Dirk Neihardt. With two questions. How and what instruments is the money being invested? And secondly, what expenditures have we made from the fund in the last year?
Well, Dirk, it's always good to talk to a fellow lion. The second question is the easiest. We have had no expenditures, so without the need to assist CCB, it's simply the markets that we are invested in. I don't have the specifics in front of us, but primarily a variety of mutual funds.
Thank you.
And yes, sir.
Thanks, Dirk, for the question. And Mitch,
Steve,
any
we
other
have,
hands
yes.
up?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. We have
Oh,
one
go ahead.
more. Frank Vita,
This is Frank.
somebody, whoever it is, probably Frank. You are unmuted, Frank.
Hello,
Good
Frank.
morning, Mitch. Just as a quick
Morning.
reference, if you happen to know off the top of your head, you don't need to go hunting this up, but during your tenure with the fund, what was the approximate high watermark as far as the value of the fund from as compared to where it is today? Just
I may have
approximately.
actually mentioned that. Hold on. I actually might be able to tell you. Let's see. That might be the high watermark. We have been well over $200,000, and I think, let me
Mitch,
just
it
look one
seems
more
to me
thing.
we were at 230 at one point, and I could be
Yeah,
wrong, but
I wanted to say
Yeah, I've got
240-ish
all the
maybe at one
figures. Yeah, I've
point.
got all the figures here. It was probably somewhere in that vicinity. Yes,
Okay,
two
good.
hundred and thirty, 240 in that ca in that range.
Good. Thanks, Mitch.
Mitch, this is Lisa. I do have the most recent Morgan Stanley report in front of me, and you are correct. I'm showing 99.72% of the investments are mutual funds for the Newell Perry Trust.
Ah, yes, that was what I thought. And I'm also back to Frank's question, looking at my figures going back the last several years. We have been as high as 249,000. That was in 2014, I believe. In fact, I'm now looking again in 2015, we're up over 250,000.
Then, as you had said, there were some lean years in CCB that we needed to get some assistance for various reasons. And I know the Newell Perry Fund, even going back to the 2014s, 15 area, helped with different things. So, good to see that it's on its way back up, though.
Yes, sir, it is.
Any other hands up, Andrea?
Sorry, I had to cough, so I muted myself. No, there are no hands at this time. Thank you.
And I can never remember. Do we have a motion to accept this, or do we just enter it into the record?
If we need a motion, I'll make it that we accept the report. I guess it
Mitch
can't
or
hurt to do
Jeff or
it.
some Mitch or Jeff or somebody, can you help me just from a historical memory point of view? Do we usually
Yeah, I think we've always
take
made
a
a
motion.
motion to
I think
accept?
so, yes.
All right.
Second.
That's what I couldn't hear or couldn't remember. So we have a motion from Rob, a second from Steve. And I think we've had a period for questions. So this time, if you object to the motion, go ahead and raise your hand. Otherwise, in a few, we'll give it 20 or 30 seconds here. And if we don't have any hands up, then we will declare the motion passed. So Andrea, if you could help us keep an eye and see if there's any hands going up.
Yeah, no hands.
Give it another 10 seconds or so here.
And this is Sarah. I just want to pop in and tell Mitch thanks for hanging out with us on a Sunday morning and bringing us the report. We appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. I'm usually up this early, just not usually involved in a Zoom meeting, but I'm usually up this early, even on Sunday.
Well, at least it's May and not October, where you would have fantasy football teams to be observing, right?
Yeah, we better not ever move our conventions back to football season, because I've been playing fantasy football for over 40 years, and I'm already preparing for this season.
Well, hey, my baseball team started at 8:30 this morning. So, all right. So I haven't heard Andrea say that there's any hands up. So we have the motion passes. Mitch, thank you again for the
thank you. Take care, everyone.
The report, and as Sarah said, for hanging out with us on a Sunday morning.
Oh, Judy has her hand up. Wait, Judy has her hand raised. Hold on.
Okay. Hold on here a moment, Mitch. Let's see if it's a question for you on the report.
Okay, Judy, you should be good.
Okay.
There you are.
I was waiting till after the motion passed. I tried to get in after Lisa's report, but wouldn't you know, I got dumped. Anyhow, Lisa, I want to clarify something that was said last night so all chapters know. Just because of our financial situation now does not mean our chapters cannot give money to the mothership. You didn't clearly say that, and I want to make sure every chapter knows that they can, in fact, give money to us, and even those chapters who have their own 501c3, so long as they know that they can't make, that they can't deduct that on their taxes, or that they can't call it a charitable contribution, all chapters can donate to the scholarship fund, to any to the general fund. We would love the money. Keep it all coming. We're so pleased that chapters are interested in helping out. Make sure that you know that you can do that. Thank you.
Yes, Judy. For the most part, what you just said is there are, again, we do have to go over specifics with anybody who is wanting to help with expenses, which is why we would, you know, obviously do it on a case-by-case basis. There is a difference between those chapters and affiliates that do hold their own tax exemption. But for the most part, correct.
All right.
We do have one more hand, and I believe it's Dirk. I think he's unmuted. There you go. You're good.
I'm saying bravo, Judy, for that exhortation for all of us to make a sacrifice for CCB. Yes, individual and chapter level, and go get the grant for CCB. We can do it. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Dirk. All right. Do we have any other hands up before we move on, Andrea?
One moment. Not at this time.
All right.